I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The next chapter is unfolding in Turkey's post-coup attempt world. The president has introduced another constraint of freedom, and it doesn't seem like that pattern will end soon. Stay with us. We'll tell this story and let you know how you can help. Plus, China may have religious freedom issues, but there is one important door that still remains open, and a ministry is taking advantage of it. It's a different look at your world right now on Mission Network News. The ever-growing post-coup purge in Turkey struck another blow last weekend. The Turkish president fired nearly 4,000 more public officials and banned Wikipedia and certain television dating shows. Wikipedia, the free online encyclopedia, was blocked because the site refused to delete articles and comments that alleged Turkey may be cooperating with terrorist groups. This new move to control information and entertainment follows the president's power sweep in the recent referendum vote. Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs says, bottom line, it doesn't look good.
My concern is that what we're seeing is another step down the road to a dictatorship in Turkey. We've purged people, now let's start to control the flow of information. If it's information we don't like, then we'll not let the people see it.
Turkish universities have closed for lack of personnel, and more journalists have been jailed or fired than anywhere else in the world.
I think everyone's having to be more careful right now in Turkey, and that obviously includes the Christians who are there.
Please pray for justice and wisdom in Turkey, Nettleton also asks.
Pray for the believers who are there now. Pray for their protection. Pray that they will have favor with government authorities, that the government authorities will see that Christians are good citizens.
And you're listening to Mission Network News. There's a small slice of land about the size of Oklahoma, sandwiched between Thailand and Vietnam. You've heard of Cambodia, but you may not know much about it. Meng Anur of Asian Access says that what most people do recognize is the phrase killing fields, a dark time in Cambodia's recent past. It's a history that's left the people struggling to trust each other, even within the church. So when Asian Access brought together pastors from around the nation, they gained a brand new vision of unity.
By spending time together like that, learning together, Asian Access helped to break the barrier of untrust. So we come to trusting one another, get to know each other better, working together in harmony and unity. That I see with my eye, even we come from different denominations, different churches. Now we start trusting one another and working with each other for the kingdom.
While the gospel has brought healing, many challenges remain for the church.
Most of the Cambodians who are believing in Jesus, they mainly living in countryside. Most of them, I think, the challenge is they cannot read, cannot write.
And your prayer journey for Cambodia can start at missionnews.org. Finally, you've heard of Bibles being smuggled into gospel-resistant areas, but does the need to smuggle Bibles into China still exist? Wendell Rovenstein of Bibles for China has an answer that might surprise you.
There are Bibles available in China that are legal, that's approved by the Religious Affairs Bureau under the umbrella of the Communist Party, that provides Bibles for purchase within China through a body of believers or through a church.
It's these Bibles that Bibles for China distributes, and they're actually safer for Christian believers to own. Right now, there's an interesting push and pull in China when it comes to religious freedom, but experts predict China will eclipse the United States in the number of Christians within the next 15 years. Rovenstein says it's this explosive growth that makes partnership with Bibles for China so important.
There is a great revival taking place in China, but with that great revival comes great responsibility on the heart of Bibles for China to have funds sufficient enough to provide the numbers of Bibles that are being requested.
To make sure Chinese believers are equipped with the Word of God, visit the link to Bibles for China at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.